Let's talk a little bit about Golden Age. According to the official version of Gyan, in 20 years, we will be in Golden Age. It will be paradise. Everyone will be happy and dancing in happiness. We will have flying saucers, great technology, peaceful animals, perfect bodies, palaces of gold, and toothbrushes made with angel feathers. But no one described really the process of transformation. Meanwhile, there will be atomic bombs that leave radioactive isotopes for centuries, huge tsunamis, continents disappearing, the total cleaning of Iron Age, 7 billion dead bodies, not counting animals, ruins everywhere, devastated vegetation, and a magic wand, a magic stick. In a glimpse of an eye, everything changes. We have a perfect climate, no pollution, no trace of the old world, no radiation, a civilization of gods on Earth. I would like to meet the magician at work and his modus operandi. Let's say it's very unlikely. It is impossible. This is why that period is still in soft focus. We are never given any details. Personally, I have never seen anybody changing water into wine or creating an object from nothing. I think it is possible, but it's rare. So imagine what it will take to go from total devastation of Earth to heaven in a flash. I have the impression that someone, somewhere, has a good laugh. These are stories for children, fairy tales, Christmas stories. We as adults, we also like to believe in fairy tales, princes and princesses. I have no problem with that. I loved teaching the cycle. I had many experiences of the Golden Age in meditation. I find it touching to see the intoxication of paradise in the eyes of bikis. What troubles me is to get myself embarked in participation for destruction and to lead people in that direction. Just for a minute, imagine that we promise wonderful gifts to little children. Toys and dolls, dresses and music, candies and flowers, happiness and love. But with a very small condition, that all their relatives die. Before that, we will find that very strange, weird. And yet, this is a concept of the cycle. Tomorrow we will be very happy after cleaning Earth. If it is true that we can change a devastated world into a golden age so easily, why do we not use this magic to transform the present world now without destroying it? I think it will be a little bit less dramatic and more economical shortcut. I dare to think that Gandhi, who was a model for me, will agree with that. For a long time, Rama Baba thought that the Golden Age was in the southern regions. And I think that he was right. If there is a destruction, we will dance there in our body of light. Not here. Personally, I dance a lot better in my subtle body. the surface of the earth will be destroyed, and it will take thousands of years to recover. But this is a very small detail. By the way, in near-death experience, these people who die and come back. Some lucky people describe a world in the astral dimension that really look like the Golden Age. But these souls are not bikis. They eat meat and are impure. And they experience paradise. I am wondering, because I was told that we were the only ones at the condition that we follow Fremat. Let's have a look at the influence of Gyan on the public. When calculating how many people have been given this knowledge, this represents a big number. Suppose that the average BK gives this notion to 100 souls. This means that we influenced 100 million people to think that destruction is not only a good thing, but it is inevitable. Presumably, these people in turn have spread this idea around them. In other words, this idea has reached many people, and their influence on the general population is not negligible. The more we accept this idea of destruction, the more we invoke it. I think we should start thinking differently, because the consequences will probably not be those expected. I have some serious doubts about the magical beginning of the Golden Age on the day after the Holocaust. The BKs are supposed to be yogis, souls in touch with the divine. Most are powerful souls that connect to different degrees to the divine energy. The thoughts of all these souls are very, very effective. They create very powerful forces that can actually influence our environment. This is one reason why I do these web pages, to try to set the record straight on the cosmic clock, to change the timeline and minimize future disasters. I have the impression that on one hand, we are given a very powerful tool, meditation, yoga, and that on the other hand, the energy of all the Raja Yogis is hijacked and redirected toward a very strange goal. Could it be possible that one of the main purposes of this BK religion is to invoke the destruction of mankind by making us believe that it is desirable, and to try to provoke it by amplifying this energetic pattern of thought in the population? Most probably. In fact, it is exactly written like that in the Merlis. Let's talk about the Illuminatis. In Merlis, there are little phrases like, "They are ready for destruction. Are you ready? You must set a date." We may ask, who are they? Does it exist on Earth, groups wishing destruction? It will be strange. Well, actually, yes. They are easy to find on the internet. I present you the Illuminatis, the Enlightened Ones. They are also known under other names such as the New World Order, the Secret Societies, the Shadow Government or the Secret Government, the Freemasons, the Eugenist, the Nazi, the Banksters, the Big Capital, the Syndicates, the Elite, the Cabal, the Black Hats, the Big Corporation, and so on. This organization and individuals are the 1% richest people in the world, possessing the immense majority of the wealth of our Mother Earth. This wealthy cabal think that there is too many people on Earth. It's becoming more difficult to control them, and they are useless eaters. The Illuminatis want to drastically reduce world population. Some openly talk about it. For example, Bill Gates with vaccination. Many attempts have been made recently. To date, this has not worked well. It seems that there is a divine protection. Some say some alien protection. One of the projects is to cause a simultaneous collapse of all currencies. Another is a false operation of attack by aliens. Another is a nuclear war. A currently ongoing project is a modification of the food with GMOs and junk food to weaken everyone. Another is a deadly virus. Another current is the introduction of substances in vaccine, which cause disease. Autism is now soaring. AIDS was spread that way. Another one is ongoing air pollution by nanoparticles in the chemtrails. Human creativity is stimulated by trillions of dollars is extraordinary. It is also very interesting to see the similarities between the PK philosophy and the Illuminati's objectives. It is probably a coincidence. When I see the swastika on the Indian poster of the cycle, it makes me wonder. Did Badawi Al-Kraj had some contact with Illuminati's? Yes, for sure. He used to be a close friend of the Royal English Family in India, which is well known to be one of the leaders of the Illuminatis. Let's talk about Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar. In the original knowledge taught by Brahma Baba, the Trimurti is much more than a symbol. It is the association of three souls with three different roles. I have old copies of Sakyamuni explicitly saying that Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar are souls with their own subtle bodies. Brahma Baba, at the end of his life, was still teaching it. Dadi Gulzar explained it in Paris long time ago. I myself attended a class of Muniben from New York in Madhuban on the subject. She said exactly that. Like many, I have long thought that these characters were only Hindu symbols. Now I have changed my mind. I believe that indeed Brahma Baba was right and that these are three souls who intervene in the Abhyat Murlis, the organization, and the life of the BKs. So we actually have four souls who are supposed to play roles in this BK religion. Brahma, Sotal Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar. The poster of the Trimurti, situating these three souls at different levels of the Sotal region, is one of the most interesting and instructive. But who are these three incognito souls? Brahma. Of course, we know Brahma Baba, this beautiful and very powerful soul, semi-transmedium, official founder of the BKs. But Brahma Baba and Sotal Brahma are two different souls. The latter was presented as a perfect form of physical Brahma. Brahma Baba used to send sister in trance to ask Sotal Brahma for clarification. He therefore considered that he was either God or a very powerful soul speaking in the name of God. At the death of Brahma Baba, the two seems to have merged to become, by a mysterious trick, a single soul called Brahma. It's real magic. It is well known how easy it is for spirits to take one form or another and pretend to be such or such a person, or to be God. And how easy it is for them to give us all kinds of experiences. Now, who is Vishnu? He is a soul that is supposed to help the yajna, the sacrificial fire. He is supposed to support all aspects of this institution. But apart from that, we do not really have any details. He seems to be very busy with his four arms. And Shankar? We do not know much about Shankar either. In the representation of the subtle region, Shankar is represented as the most subtle, the most incognito, so much that nobody speaks of him. He is represented in deep meditation. Destruction is supposed to start when he opens his third eye. In Hinduism, Shiva and Shankar are different names for the same entity. And the Ganges of knowledge is supposed to flow from his air. When one looks at the image of the Trimurti, we have the impression that Shankar is in the highest and most powerful dimension. Indeed, according to knowledge, the more subtle it is, the more powerful it is. In other words, one could say that there is a hierarchy. Shankar is the boss of Vishnu, who is himself more powerful than subtle Brahma. Therefore, we can say that Shankar, a spirit that is centered on the idea of destruction, oversees the creation and support of this BK organization. Interesting, interesting, my dear Watson. But in reality, we do not really know who are these spirits and how many they are. Where do they really live? What are their real names? A very credible speaker was telling that the Illuminatis are controlled by extraterrestrials named reptilians, who are themselves controlled by spirits named archons, who do not have bodies of any kind. Is Shankar an archon, a demiurge, an artificial intelligence? I do not know. We have to investigate further. I like to note a few reflections. Number one, all this makes me think of these good scientists or soldiers who have devoted their life to science or to their country and who have worked in secret. One day, they wake up, realizing that they have unwittingly helped to create an horrible weapon. If they are able to speak in public and not to be eliminated, we can see that they are very honest people, deeply filled with regrets, whose intelligence and goodwill have been hijacked and diverted to a goal poles apart of their intention. A practical historical example. The peace-loving Canadians, who want peace in the world, had prepared enough anthrax during World War III to send 1 million contaminated bombs on Germany. My gentle non-violent father, then a prisoner in Germany, almost enjoyed peace made in Canada. That would have created a disaster worse than Hiroshima. Number two, the organization of Brahma Kumaris is the only religion I know that tells its members, the more effective you are, the faster you give the message, the better yoga you will have, and the sooner you will die, the sooner your family will die, and the sooner this earth will be purified of all these impure humans. It is extraordinary that such an organization can expand. Are the BKs suicidal? 3. I like the motto of the French newspaper, Le Canard Enchaîné. Freedom wears out only if you don't use it. Number 4. Do not ask questions. Only little kids ask questions. When somebody asks questions, everything becomes so complicated. You are innocent children. The vast majority of BK are excellent people who work for peace, harmony, nature, tolerance, happiness. One just has to see the large number of excellent initiatives for agriculture, health, leadership, youth, etc. Most of them really believe in it. I wish this program multiply and help humanity. I like to dream. I am an utopian. I only suggest that we change a little our beliefs and that we keep only the knowledge that is positive and constructive. If BK will leave aside the idea of destruction and focus only on construction and solution, I am convinced that the Illuminatis will not succeed, that destruction will cause only minimal problems, and that we will find collective solution to make this earth a paradise here and now. One could summarize this page saying, 1. To say that the highest one, the sublime one, assume all responsibility for the content of Merlis is wrong. Number 2, the divine energy is non-violent. Number 3, it is very, very, very unlikely that Golden Age appears by pure magic immediately after destruction. Number 4, after destruction, 7.4 billion Earthlings will be dead, and the continent will be devastated for centuries. Or millennium. Number 5. The probable survivors would be those who have money and power. The same ones who are provoking destruction. Number 6. BKs, the gentle helpers, will rest in peace. Number 7. Shankar, a mysterious entity, appears to play an occult and important role. Number 8. It will be highly desirable that we change collectively this concept for something more optimistic and constructive. Number 9. Apart from all this, at the moment, BKs help many people improve their lives. This is part of the sales strategy. Number 10. But the mission of BKs seems more to prepare a big departure from Earth than to help humanity to survive. By spreading this idea that destruction is beneficial, and by concentrating global mental energy to cause that destruction, I wish peace and happiness to every being on Earth and in the universe.